I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valves, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve!
Yo, yo.
Take a scalpel.
Yo, ho, ho, yo.
I do the learner brain.
Yo, yo.
I need some suction.
Yo, ho, ho, yo.
In the carotid.
Yo, yo.
I bring the crash car.
Yo, ho, ho.
From... from the emphysema capital of the...
from the infected penis capital of the world, it's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of radio. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal, P.A. John. Hello, John.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I have with me in the studio...
I'm here.
Jefferson, whatever his name is. Jefferson the lawyer. I was going to say liquor store Chad. I hyperventilated and now I'm...
Are you lightheaded?
Yeah, I'm lightheaded and I'm a little bit...
Just forge on.
Just forge on. And double vasectomy Todd.
Hey, buddy.
Hello. I think maybe I gave myself a stroke. I'm feeling kind of weird. Oh, well.
What the hell is that? What was that?
I had this... the lobster porn capital of the world thing, and then I just decided I was going to throw infected penis in there, and it just struck me as funny all of a sudden. It just it entered the queue just right at the moment when I was going to say it, and I don't know. It was funnier to me than I'm sure it was to anybody else, but anyway, it was just one of those things that just hit me. It's so ridiculous. This is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio. If you have a question that you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, or if you just can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call at 423-343-8884. That's 423.
Die, Tootie.
Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcast medical news or for merchandise.
Right on.
There is Weird Medicine merchandise that you can go to cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Or you can just go to drsteve.com and check out the Weird Medicine merchandise store or something.
Area,
and then we also have a Weird Medicine drugstore where you can get things like Citracel and stuff like that that we mention every fucking show.
That you need or you'll die.
That's right.
I told my sister about the shirts.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, dude, get me some. And I was like, get you some. I have to
get
buy them.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you buy them if you want one, but yeah. I had to buy my own.
I can get her, I can get you a discount.
Now you tell me.
It's like $2.
After I've bought 5 Weird Medicine shirts.
I know. Well, thank
They're
you.
They're wonderful, though, and I love my Weird Medicine shirts.
And I still have never gotten a check from Cafe Press.
Really?
So, yeah. It just sits there in this account. I haven't taken the time yet to figure out how you get money, but someday I will, and then I'll buy us all a 6-pack of something from Chad's store.
Nice.
Fund your ultimate bet account.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, do that.
I don't even remember what my...
So I can end up with it.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. You want to give out your ultimate bet name at all?
No.
Okay. That's fine. I think I was... I don't remember what
Lobster
it was.
You were Lobster Johnson, Mr. Lobster,
Lobster Johnson,
Porn.
That's right. All right. One of the things we talked about on the show was the Weird Medicine drinking game. And... fuck it. I'm not even going to talk about that. Listen to the show if you want. If you want to hear about it, it'll be on sometime in mid to late June. You
know, one of these days.
We are on Twitter because, as I'm sure after this intro, you'll want to follow us. So you can follow me. I'm on my Twitter name is Weird Medicine. No spaces. Todd is Todd1017. And P.A. John is Squirrel Cheese. And we're trying to get him to 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000.
1,000 followers,
right,
without him
and
ever
don't
tweeting
you dare
anything.
Tweet. Like I have to tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. I told you I forgot my password.
So hey, John goes to 1,000.
What was that thing that you said Friday? Something Friday?
Follow Friday. I know
What's
you know nothing about this. But if everyone follow Fridays, John, and people that are on Twitter know this, then he can accumulate more followers.
Right.
Okay.
Based on it. If John gets to 1,000 without tweeting, I will come up with something utterly outrageous to do for everybody on the show.
Okay, you've got plenty of time to figure out what that will be. But
how many do I have?
You can't just say I'm going to do something outrageous. You got to be specific. So.
I've got three followers.
Come up with something.
Okay.
There are some people out there on Twitter make suggestions.
I'm thinking Michelob Ultra can up the ass.
I'm thinking no.
I'm thinking of Foster's.
I'm thinking no.
Sorry.
But feel free to come up with something plausible.
Oil can.
Jeez, what a weird addendum.
It's all right. Well, did I say that you shouldn't do anything that we say on here?
Not yet, but you better.
Oh, did I not? Okay, we are not your medical providers. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt and don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, or whatever. So we are working on some bits. We've got some pending, and those will be on the Sirius show. Hopefully, the vodka tampon challenge and the asparagus piss-smelling challenge. So, you know, when I knew we were doing something good was when Laszlo, you know, from the Laszlo show, mm-hmm. and who used to do Megabyte Minute. No, that wasn't Megabyte. He did, was it Megabyte Minute that he did? Todd's not listening. He's playing
I'm sorry,
with his
I was playing
droid.
With my Motorola droid.
But he used to do one
Shameless
of those
plug.
Minute tech minutes, and mm-hmm. and then he's a friend of the show, and he works at Rockstar Games, and he's been intimately involved in
who does
Laszlo.
Love him, great guy.
That's I've been talking about him for.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
Yeah, I just showed up. I'm sorry.
And but I knew we were doing something great. When he said, you know, because he used to have a show on Saturday Night Virus, and he said, you know, we've got to step up our game because you guys are, like, shaving your ass cracks and shit. So it meant, yeah. First off, Laszlo was listening, and number two, he was impressed with what we were doing.
Nice.
Well, we haven't really done any bits in a while. We've kind of gotten in this thing where we've been bit-free. And we came up with a few bits, and, of course, now I'm not even sure we could get the ass crack thing through Sirius because we have to pass everything through the lawyers. So
I don't know if they would have let us do it. Do you think?
I don't know.
We need to go back to AM radio. We could do a lot more there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah,
on a gospel channel.
Well, let's do a few phone calls. First off,
number one thing: don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
This one is for you, John.
Dr. Steve, this is Rocky from New Orleans. First thing, I just want to thank you for the responses every time. And to let you know, yes, I have been icing my tennis elbow. Another thing that I've been doing is, I guess these patches with the electrical physical therapy. And I've been using it a bunch to stimulate the muscles, to loosen them up. But I'm getting addicted to this thing. And is there any reason that it could be bad? Before I tell you what, I'm going through 9-volt batteries like crazy. It's crazy. My back feels better. My arms feel better. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, what he's talking about is a TENS unit.
Mm-hmm.
Transcutaneous electrical something, something. I can't remember what TENS stands for. You know, John, you guys use them more than I do.
I don't use them. The therapist uses them.
Yeah.
But it's...
But it's
yeah, I can't remember what
it causes an electric. That's so stupid.
It's
that
a fun play toy.
Yeah, it's basically a couple of pads that you put on the skin, and it can use a 9-volt battery or some.
Now, I'm assuming he has it on his own. So yeah, you're right. A TENS. I was thinking of an E-stem.
Okay.
So I guess there's different things that you can do with them. One would be just to send little electrical.
Yes, that is double vasectomy Todd, who's been breathing the whole time. I can't make him stop breathing, or he'll die. So just, you know.
I'm sorry.
Is it that thing that you see people put on their abs to make them contract?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, okay. It's the same theory.
I bought one of those damn things thinking that.
You did not.
I did. I absolutely did. And I put that fucking thing on there, and it just makes you, it contorts your abdomen. It makes you, you know, when you've done
you
like
itch.
A million sit-ups and how you feel, mm-hmm. That's how you feel the whole time you got the damn thing on there. Did absolutely nothing. And it had all these different settings. And so, yeah, it made you look stupid and you're just jerking around, you know, bent over. It was the dumbest damn thing.
There's a YouTube video of a woman who bought that, but it's a plug-in. It's not even battery operated. She actually plugged it in.
Oh my God.
And electrocuted herself.
Oh my God.
But she's
wow.
still alive. It was actually on America's Funniest Home Videos where I saw it. Funniest thing ever.
That. You got to find that and send it to
she
us.
She probably looked like Michael J. Fox. You know. So.
Damn it, you got the line out before I did. Shit.
Yeah.
What?
I was going for the Michael J. Fox line. You got okay. there first.
It's always good to argue about who could have had the line first.
This is
enhance
good radio.
The comedy of it. Yeah. Well, this is a podcast, so what do you expect? And we just do.
But where was
that
guy
have a question? He was using it on his elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Elbow.
He was wondering if he could be addicted to it. So let's talk about what a TENS unit is. So we got a little bit distracted. It causes a tingling feeling in the skin, and it's a pretty sharp, prickly, tingly feeling. And you can, it's got different settings on it. You can change the character of it, and you can dial this thing up until the pain goes away mm-hmm. and the regular pain that you're having. And there's a lot of theories out there why it happens. It may be depleting the substance in the nerves that transmits pain to the brain. It could be just causing counter stimulation. In other words, pain, different pain that's tolerable that masks the pain that's intolerable. That's one of the theories behind acupuncture too. Mm-hmm. You know, that causes a different pain that cancels out the bad pain. Mm-hmm. So there's all that stuff going on, and he's wondering if he can use this too much. And the truth of the matter is, to my knowledge, there's no long-term downside to using a TENS unit. You can use it forever.
The only thing that I would see is that if you're using it to all the time and you're doing activities while it's taking away the pain, you could still damage the tendon. And if you have a tennis elbow, which it sounds like what you're using it for, mm-hmm. you can do physical therapy, which you would use the TENS unit. You can do cortisone injections, or you could just do surgery and try and get rid of it that way.
So it'd be kind of like using pain medication and then re-injuring yourself because your body wasn't telling you when to stop.
Right. That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's kind of a pretty good point. I hadn't thought of that. So,
and
yeah.
why do you keep making air quotes when you say tennis elbow?
Yeah.
Because it's the medical term.
Did I
is,
really say tennis elbow?
Is yeah. lateral epicondylitis. That would be medical term for it. But
and there's golfer's elbow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's jacker's wrist. And,
and then there's clitoris stimulation finger.
Hi, Dr. Steve. I was wondering, I just started using Rogaine, and I've noticed a lot of, an abundance of hair growth, especially on my back, and also on, like, my upper arms and stuff that I never had before. And I was just wondering if the chemical in the Rogaine I'm using on my head would have an effect on excess hair growth on the rest of my body, because it's starting to get to the point where I'm going to need medical treatment, because it's not long and thick, but it's just there. And I was just wondering if the chemical in the Rogaine that I'm putting on my head would have any effect on excess hair growth on the rest of my body. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting question. Mm-hmm. This TENS, what he's talking about is minoxidil. It's an active ingredient in Rogaine, and it's indicated for male vertex baldness. And vertex is the top of your head. So, John, you have a horseshoe. It's not really indicated for that as much as it is for the guys that have a patch of baldness right at the very top of their head. Okay. And about a third of the people will get a stunning result, a third will get some result, and then a third won't get much at all. Mm-hmm. And but it works, and the cool thing about it is, now that it's generic and over-the-counter, you can go get it at Walmart in the Equate brand or another one of those generic brands, and you can get 3 months' supply for like $30.
Oh, wow.
And it comes in a little dropper, you put it on, and it's just kind of messy. It sloops around, and you just got to kind of massage it in and do that twice a day.
But don't scratch your balls after you do it.
Well, that's the thing, is this guy's getting hair growth on his back and arms and stuff. Now, when I first heard him call, I thought that he was just getting old. You know, he was getting older, and this was a coincidence, because when you start losing your hair, you start growing at other places. And guys especially know that you start getting fucking ear hair and, you know, hair on your shoulders.
Shoulder hair.
And your eyebrows go crazy.
Yes, what the hell? And you're losing it where you want it, which is at the top of your head. At least a lot of guys do. So.
You know, and if he's shaving it off, it'll come back thicker.
I think that's a myth.
It's now, a myth.
Todd,
myth.
Todd would
I don't know.
That's a myth, dude.
I don't know, because see, I, as an experiment, I started shaving this part of my arms, and look how much hair I got coming back. And this
None.
Is 3 or 4 days.
Wow. Well, you could, I don't know.
I can't imagine what the mechanism would be for shaving hair. Now, Todd is...
I think it's fine hair, and you shave it, it comes back
darker. Well, it's
going
to come back a little bit coarser.
Right.
But not thicker, because you have no more follicles than you had before. But, you know, you could probably make it a little coarser.
Why would it even be coarser?
Well, hair grows out and stops. You know, this the little fine hairs on your arms, and they come out to a point, and they're very fine. If you make them blunt on the end,
gotcha.
Then it's gonna be like having more root or more trunk on a tree than there is top.
That's why you get stubble when you shave your ass crack.
Bingo.
And you have to keep shaving it.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Right, because you've got cut off edges instead of pointed tip edges, and that's why when you get a waxing, it comes up back with a tapered tip,
right?
So you don't get the stubble.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you're right. It would be coarser, but no more than that. That's the only reason why. But where were we? What were we talking about?
We're talking about minoxidil.
Oh, minoxidil. Yeah. Oh, so. So I thought that he was just getting hair other places. But then I read on and found that the generic minoxidil comes with alcohol in it, whereas the branded stuff apparently doesn't have alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the alcohol can irritate the scalp to the point where the minoxidil is not just kept on the skin. It soaks in and gets into your bloodstream and starts creating havoc in other parts of your body, and you start growing hair other places.
Jeez, he's lucky it's his shoulders.
Yeah, he may be right.
That's
about
just
that.
What he can see.
Yeah, really,
right?
Wow.
So there you go.
So have you done? Do you know much about minoxidil?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because when you,
I
you
use know, it.
Oh, when we do, when
my
we
hair
do,
was thinning out on the top, and I just put it on once a day, just hoping that it won't go away.
Does it help?
Yeah, hell, I don't know. I mean, I've still got hair on my head.
Well, you mentioned that you massage it in.
Yeah.
And, you know, most barbers will tell you that if you do a daily scalp massage, just the stimulation of the scalp will help you keep your hair.
Really? Now, see, I think that's a myth.
It's not a myth at all.
Really?
No, stimulating the scalp. I mean, it's not a miracle.
I
mean,
wash
you don't
my
just
hair
start...
every day, and I stimulate, and look what happened.
Well, you know what, dude? Come to my shop when I get it going, and I'll give you a scalp treatment that'll really help.
See, I don't...
But you're not going to get a full, massive... thick, sexy mane of hair.
Huh.
But it's good for your scalp, and it'll keep
like
you from
losing. Like dickhead over here that's laughing at me. Has more hair on top of his head than...
Like really needs a haircut over here.
No, it's just...
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I think that's a myth. I swear I think that's a myth.
Okay.
That massage... Whoops. Oh, shit. Well,
it's not a myth that it's good for you.
Welcome to the Medicine Show.
We need to start over anyway.
Oh, no. It's not a myth that it's good for you. Now, it might be a myth that it grows a lot of... But it'll help you keep the hair that you have. That's a fact. Because you're cleansing your pores and your follicles and all that sort of thing. And you're making that stuff healthier. You're bringing more blood to the surface.
Okay, but bears have... filthy pores, and they have all kinds of hair.
Why do you think bears have filthy pores?
Because they're disgusting animals rolling around in dirt, you know, and they live in caves underground when they hibernate all winter. I mean, you know, they don't shampoo.
No.
Hey, hey, I can't find a shower.
Oh, boy.
No, they don't, but they have different systems.
Hey, John, everyone.
Yeah, I'm getting a beer.
Everybody get a beer.
I just... I would like to see a study where you take 100 guys and massage their scalps and then 100 guys that you don't, and then see if one group has more hair than the other or has more. There'd be ways to control for all those variables and see if it really helps.
Be fun too.
Surely to God, somebody in the barber, master barber curriculum, somewhere down the line has done that study.
You'd think so.
Because they're teaching you that. They should have some basis for
it. I'd be happy to see what I can find.
Yeah. Be interesting. You know, maybe not all that interesting, but it would be interesting to me to see if that's a myth. Yeah. Medical Mythbusters. I still have this idea for doing this Medical Mythbusters show. There's all kinds of shit like that out there that you could do.
I like it.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Well, listen, that's another, 20 minutes. We did a 20-minute addendum. It's supposed to be a 5-minute show, but that was fun. Maybe more fun to do than to listen to, but I hope it was entertaining. And listen to us on Sirius XM Radio midnights on Saturday and Sunday. Go to drsteve.com and check out our podcast. Check out our podcast.
Yep, check them out.
I'm going to post CB Alien there, so if you were just dying to hear that again, it will be there. You can torture your friends with it. Thanks always go to PA John, Jefferson, Double Vasectomy Todd, and our newest addition to the team, Chad, Liquor Store Chad, also known as DJ Chadco.
Oh, God.
But we can't forget Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez, whose steadfast support of this show never goes unappreciated. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, and get off your asses and get some exercise, and we'll see you soon for the next edition of Weird Medicine.